Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You guys, the water has boiled over.
Okay, then turn the stove off.
What does that mean?
The water has boiled over.
Is that like a code we're supposed to know?
It's a deep metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The dude said that in his email a few times. I don't really understand what it means, so we should probably talk to him.
Oh.
His name is Joey. What's up, Joey? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey.
Whoa, you sound just depressed, Joe.
I went on like a really cool date with this girl I met at a cooking class, and now she's not calling me back.
Okay.
And that's what you mean by the water has boiled over,
oh,
huh?
Oh, the cooking.
Exactly.
Wait.
Yeah, the roast is in too long, I guess.
What?
Now you're adding to it?
Maybe the eggplant is underdone, and nobody likes a soft eggplant.
Okay, now that one I get. Okay.
Before we get into what you mean by the water has boiled over or whatever, Joey,
wow.
What's the name of the woman you want to call today? What's her name?
Her name's Ellen.
Ellen, okay.
Oh, wow.
And you met her in a cooking class, and then the water boiled over, and now she's not calling you back.
Yeah, we had a nice little date, and I thought it went pretty well, but now she's just like kind of being a little cold with me. She hasn't ghosted me fully, so I feel like there's a chance though, you know?
Okay,
oh,
so what did you mean by the water has boiled over in your emails? Is that literally what happened in your...
Just stick a fork in me, I'm done. Like, I met her at this cooking class because I'm trying to meet more women in person because online's not working for me.
Why does that sound creepy when you put it that way? I mean, I get what you're saying and it makes sense, but...
Maybe that's what's happened, why I'm coming off creepy online. I don't know, but I'm trying to meet them in person.
Okay.
So I signed up. My friend told me he took a cooking class, and he saw a bunch of beautiful, attractive young women there. So I decided that I wanted to sign up for some. So I signed up for like 6 of them just to, you know, increase my chances.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a baking class. It was like bake it till you make it. There's a cheese class that was really cool.
Okay.
And then there's another.
Well, we don't need the name of your whole cooking curriculum. But it must have gone well for you because you're on the phone for a second date update. I mean, not as well as you would have liked it to go, but you did meet a woman in person, it sounds like.
Yeah, I met her. It was like towards the end of the classes. We've hit it off really good. We started partnering up. And then when like the end of classes was coming, I realized I wasn't going to see her anymore. I asked her out and I said, do you want to maybe cook a meal at my place since we don't have any classes next week? And it worked.
Oh my God, it's like genius. It's such an easy date idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's like set up in itself. I just had to pay money and they like gave me dates. Like,
hey, and any woman will like a man who knows how to feed her right.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she came over. We made chicken parm, or I made chicken parm. She was delegated to the mashed potatoes and green beans.
Okay, so you're both doing the cooking.
Yeah, you know, we took the class together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Her mashed potatoes were delicious. Green beans, not that great, but...
Okay. You didn't tell her that her green beans were, like, subpar, did you?
No, poker face was on point. I did not.
How was your chicken parm? I mean, if you're being critical, were you able to come up to the plate with something good?
I mean, chicken parm is a lot harder to cook than green beans. I feel like it's not equal footing, but it was a little dry.
Ooh.
But it was good still. It was good. It wasn't raw in the middle. I feel like that would have been worse.
Yeah, okay. You know? Overcooked and undercooked.
You didn't put her in the hospital, so that's good. And how was conversation?
Conversation was good. For a while, we finished dinner, and then I, you know, tried to do the Netflix and chill, and it didn't work because she like... got a text out of nowhere and she had to leave. And like, it kind of seemed like an excuse, you know?
Okay. So you don't believe her that she actually got an important text and needed to leave. She was just trying to get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, what do you really need to do in the middle of the night? Like, that's not, yeah.
She could be a drug dealer.
Drug dealers who love cooking classes.
Yeah.
Go hand in hand.
I'm hoping for that. That'd be a possibility.
He's like, that'd be a good excuse.
She makes good money, too, probably.
Yeah.
Was there anything that happened right before she got her emergency text message?
Nothing bad. Nothing that I can tell. Like I said, like maybe the chicken parm was a little dry. I don't think my apartment smells or anything. Like, I can't figure it out. So I'm looking to you guys.
Maybe you just moved too fast. Maybe she isn't a Netflix and chill type of girl on the first date.
Yeah, maybe. Or if she has like a boyfriend or something. I don't know. I just want to know. I feel like we hit it off so well during the cooking class, and then just that one interaction, I don't feel like should ruin maybe a relationship, you know?
What's your spice situation like at your house?
I have like salt and pepper and...
Not a full spice rack, though?
I don't have one of those spinny ones, no.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go with that. That did you in. Didn't have enough spices for her.
Maybe.
I guess we'll see what it is. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thank you.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Mornings. Second date update.
And welcome back to Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Today, we're going to be showing you how to make a second date update. For today's tasty dish, you throw in a pinch of Joey and a dash of Ellen, and then you smother it all in my special love sauce that I keep in the cupboard for occasions just like this, and then bake it at 350 degrees for 17 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's like a creepy cooking show.
And then once you take it out of the oven, I have nowhere to go from there, so let's just get to the second date update.
Good cook, sir.
Okay.
Just to update everybody, Joey met Ellen in a cooking class. They actually went back to his place to cook a meal together because they'd learned all kinds of new things. I don't think you... Did you have my love sauce?
No.
In the dishes that you made?
I unfortunately did not have it.
I don't think that's unfortunate at all.
Since you're new to the cooking world, I'll make sure to get you some.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Let's get back to the date. After they made their food, he was trying to get her to like hang out on the couch, watch some Netflix, chill, all that good stuff. But she just left and has barely been talking to him since. So we're going to call her and see what's up.
It sounds like you should have quit while you're ahead on this one, Joey.
I don't even know if I was ahead or behind. It's just weird.
Okay.
Joey can't think of any reason that she's not calling back. All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ellen?
Yeah, I'm Ellen.
Hey, Ellen, how are you? This is Jubal from the world-famous Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show. Do you have any questions for me?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. World famous.
No.
What would you like to ask me?
You called me. I don't have any... I guess, why did you call me? That's my question for you.
That's actually...
Good question,
you know what?
Ellen.
It's a very good question. And the reason I'm calling is because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened.
Okay, are you saying someone emailed your show about me?
Yes, his name is Joey.
Oh, okay, yeah, I went on a date with Joey.
Yep, that's what he told us. He said that you guys cooked some food at his class because you met in a cooking class, and then at the end of the evening you sort of took off and haven't really been talking to him, so he's curious why.
It just didn't like go the way I wanted it to, and so I left.
Yeah, so that emergency text message was a fake, right?
What emergency text message?
He said that you got an emergency, like a text that said it's an emergency and you had to bail real quick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's how I got out of it.
Okay. So it was an act. Why would you do that? What was so bad about hanging out with Joey that you had to fake an emergency to get out of there?
I don't know. I guess he wasn't really who I thought he was.
I mean, he said that you left like as he was asking you to like stay and basically Netflix and chill. Was it just too much on the first date to do that?
No, I made up my mind before that.
Okay.
Well, can you tell us why at all?
I guess I just, I kind of saw this other, like, this, I saw, like, how he treats people, you know, and kind of, like, got to know that side of him, and I don't know, I didn't like it, so I left.
What do you mean, how he treats people? Was there somebody else there with you guys?
Well, no, there wasn't anybody else there, but, he has an Alexa, you know, like, one of those like speaker things that you talk to and it does stuff for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we all know what the Alexa is.
Yeah, okay. So he had an Alexa and he was just being so mean to it.
Wait, he was like yelling at his Alexa?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, like it was out of nowhere. Like we'd be in the kitchen, and he'd be like, "Alexa, set the timer for 20 minutes," and then he'd just like go right back to talking normal. Like, "Oh, hey, can you hand me the garlic or whatever?" And I was like, "Yeah." And it was so angry.
Wait, are you sure he wasn't like
screaming at Alexa?
Are you sure he wasn't like talking loud like my mom does when she talks into her phone because she doesn't think that the phone can hear her?
Like Siri.
It was just very rude. I wasn't really a fan of how he was talking to her.
Just so you're kind of sticking up for Alexa.
Yeah.
She doesn't have feelings, you know that, right?
No, I know, but I don't know. That's just a weird way to talk to something like that.
I could kind of see that. Like, I would be turned off if a guy was yelling at any inanimate object. Like, if you can get mad at that and be mean to that, how would you treat actual people or when you're actually angry?
Yeah, and like, just is he really impatient? You know, like, I don't know.
What other commands did he ask Alexa for?
Like, you're talking, and we were sautéing onions. And then out of nowhere, he just goes, "Alexa, play smooth jazz." But she couldn't hear him the first time.
What?
So he just kept yelling, "Smooth jazz, Alexa." And it was so, yeah.
Alexa, you idiot. I said smooth jazz. That is not smooth jazz, regular jazz.
Yeah, and like, I don't even like smooth jazz, so that didn't help. And
Ellen, how did you keep a straight face through that?
I was honestly just really uncomfortable because it came out of nowhere and it was kind of just surprising.
Yeah, you don't want to point it out. Plus, put Alexa out there because he could get even more angry at Alexa that she's making things awkward for you two.
Maybe, yeah. So I don't know. I just had to get out of there.
Oh, man.
Makes sense to me.
Oh, really?
I do the same thing,
oh,
man.
That's weird.
Dude, I yell at Siri so much.
Yeah, like, and you have anger issues. Yeah. That's
I do.
Right? Like, it's a red flag to like anger stuff, man. Yeah,
I guess, man. Yeah, you could say that. My GPS, Siri, like, if they were actual people, they would have sued me by now.
Yes!
That's what I said to them.
See? She knows what she's talking about.
Oh, man.
Well, Ellen, I hate to break it to you, but Joey is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you right now, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Joey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can't believe this.
Oh my god.
Are you like serious?
I am serious. Are you serious? Yelling at somebody like that? That's so mean.
Well, it's not someone. It's Alexa. It's like a computer.
But you don't have to be so rude. I don't want to be going out with somebody who, you know, just like flies off the handle like that. You know, like that doesn't look good to me.
She doesn't have feelings. I was screaming at her so she could hear me. It was loud. We were cooking in the kitchen.
Well, I know. It was just you were being really mean to her, and I just didn't, it made me uncomfortable. I didn't appreciate it.
Joey.
Okay, I don't get why you're calling her. It is a machine and not a person, but
Well, her name's Alexa.
Its name is Alexa. Its name
yeah.
is Alexa.
Like, you have to say Alexa before you tell her to do things. Like, that, she has a name. It's a she. It's a her.
I don't get how...
Look, okay, just put yourself in my position. You're on a date with someone, and out of nowhere, they start screaming. Like, "Alexa, turn the volume up on the TV!" Like, it's so alarming.
Well, the things I was screaming were really important. The timer for the food, very important. And to set the mood, I thought that was also important. But
yep, but you're not setting the mood if you're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying mean things to her. It wasn't like I was swearing at her or anything. I was just asking her to do the thing she's supposed to do. I don't get what you guys are talking about right now, actually.
But you wanted to swear at her, didn't you?
Well, kind of. Yeah, but I didn't.
See?
Haven't you guys ever yelled at things? Haven't you guys ever yelled at your car when it doesn't start? I feel like you guys are making me out to like a bad person over yelling at an object and not an actual person right now.
Okay, well, you're kind of yelling a little bit now, Joey.
Wow.
I feel you on that. I yell at inanimate objects all the time. But you're kind of yelling now.
And it's the time.
I'm not yelling. I'm just frustrated. No one is understanding me just like Alexa.
I just think that there's a time and the place. I mean,
yeah, by
Ellen, if he were to do this outside of your presence, would you have a problem with it?
Yeah, I don't want to go out with a guy who treats people that way.
She's not a people. She's a computer. What are you talking about?
You're doing it again. You're raising your voice again.
No, I am not.
Look, it's the principle of treating people with respect, and you obviously don't have the principle or the respect for people or things.
I paid money for her. I could treat her how I want.
Whoa!
And there you go again.
Not scoring you points, saying things like
Joey,
that.
Joey, another similarity you and I have. Uh-huh. Let's try to figure this out, though. Ellen, would you like to go out with Joey on a second date? We will pay for it.
No, I would not.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I could just see that's who you are on the inside. That's what you do when you get frustrated. That's what you do when you get angry.
All right. Well, Joey, I'm sorry you did not get a second date.
All right. Thanks for trying, I guess. Bye.
Man, Alexa is going to get it as soon as Joey gets home. So worried about her.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.